Hello, who is that? Breaking Waves Podcast? It is. It's Music Man Dan. Sitting across from me is the the fun.
Well, I'm sitting next to you, on this couch that we got. It's your boy Devon Taylor on these IKEA couches that get at us.
For the podcast listeners, the couches are still here.
Do you guys dig the couches? Let us know if you guys like the couches or not.
If we don't care if you don't dig them, but do like and subscribe.
I mean, I'm liking this casual vibe for Breaking Waves. I'm into it.
I'm ready to have a combo.
Yeah. Who we got this week?
We have the one, the only, a real smooth operator, J Dam, welcome.
Thank you for welcoming today. Was good.
How are you feeling over there? You're looking fine.
Thank you so much.
Looking real island boy over there.
I'm an island boy. I'm feeling phenomenal, man. It's a great day.
Do you hate that? Hey, these guys sung this horrible rap and now they're super popular. Like, is that part of that? Like, what the actual F?
Ironically, I find it very entertaining. It's social media.
Catchy tune. I love it.
I mean, the video is just fucking hilarious.
It's
interesting that, you know, someone that all it takes sometimes is that one thing, you know, like
that one little instance.
Like, I always say when you know, when you're working towards being an artist or being a creator, mm-hmm. in these modern days, as far as like trying to get big, you know, it's either A, you have that like one thing, that video that just happens to be searched about or something, or like a celebrity might post it or something, or you gotta like grind it out consistently for, you know, however long. I know that's something important to you that we were kind of talking about off camera, is like, you know, you're an all around artist, you know, you obviously got the fashion digs, uh-huh. you got some music coming, some films, like, so when you talk about being, you want to be the most consistent artist out there, what does that mean to you?
For me, I look at the people that I look up to, and it always falls back into consistency. So I told myself, if that's what I admire in these artists, why am I over planning? Why am I taking 3 months? Oh, I got to do this, then take another 6 months. Keep over strategizing, over planning, and being a perfectionist over and over and over. Time is just going by. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just put the art out there and just have fun.
Right. The most important availability is being available, right? Being available for your audience. If you have consistency, people are going to consistently want to show up and see what you have to offer.
Yeah.
Don't make them wait. J-Dam, we want more.
Yeah. And I think the mindset changed, because, you know, before the mindset was, how could I gain? But now it's like, how could I give service every day? My currency is how many people I inspire every day. So that's how I'm thinking now. I wake up with a different why. So now it's like, yo, if I ain't put out, then I didn't inspire somebody.
Yeah. I like that you look at it that way instead of just like, oh, I'm trying to get more followers. Yeah. You know, like, no. Like, you're not followers, but like you said, like, you want more people that are, you know, inspired. And like, you know, because you want, you know, art in the best case should always be like an equal transaction.
Of course. And think about all the greatest companies that we have. They brought value to our life, right? There's Uber, right? There's Amazon, right? There's Airbnb. They thought about a problem, and they thought how they could create a solution for people. So that's how I wanted to think. I wanted to think, how could I just give service to people? So
I got a real problem with Uber's prices right now. That's definitely not hands. I am constantly drinking and driving. No one pulled me over. No one's watching, so it doesn't matter. But again, yes, don't make a problem for yourself. Well, J-Dam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Sorry, we got on an island boy sidetracked. How? Yeah. That's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, we dived right in like true island boys.
Yeah. Yeah, always dive in, dude.
They got sued.
Just in the background. Speaking of islandy, so for our just listeners, J-Dam is wearing a gorgeous shimmering blue. What is that? That's a
beautiful
blue
with flowers, purple flowers, blue. Pink pants, some nice shoes.
Corduroy, like it's a pink corduroy and some mm-hmm. just very clean Nikes. He looks sexy, is all I'm trying to say.
You guys should be watching the video version on Beta Wave TV YouTube channel. Make sure you're liking and subscribing.
That's a fact.
But you guys are totally missing out if you're not on this video. One thing that I appreciate about your ensemble, because you do a thing that I do. Is so you got your two main colors, right?
Yeah.
And then you have them alternating between, so it's like you got the green and the shoe and the shirt. And then the pants and the sunglasses with the pink.
It's all the details. Well, put up your foot so they can see it in the video. Just show yeah, there you go. Dope. So they get it.
And your shirt almost matches the vase of the plant.
Yeah. Is it important to wear an outfit out? Do you feel more powerful if you look good? Is it important to, say, put on your cape?
I think now it's like I try to live with my P's. I think everyone should have a P's in life. So one of my P's are presentation. Everything that I do, I want to make sure I'm presenting right. That's how that's the vibration I'm attracting. That's how you're going to see me. If I don't take care of myself, my hygiene, the way I look, you're going to already...
What are you going to help me take care of?
Yeah, you're going to already have a judgment on me. Ah, I don't want this person. You look at me, I look like opportunity. I look like prosperity. So you're going to come to me saying, yo, how could this guy help me out? How could I do something with this person versus me just, like, not giving a damn type stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, fashion does, like, show that you're putting, you know, you're putting extra thought into, you know, the way you're, like you said, presenting yourself and how it makes you feel, but then how you're presenting to others, like, you know, and it just shows that there's, like, a thought being put into it, you know?
Yeah, and even if you was in pajamas, clothes is about comfortability. You could be in straight pajamas right now. If you look like the coolest person in pajamas right now and you comfortable, then that's your fashion.
Right. Your what am I trying to think? Your confidence also helps. Like, you could be looking like a bum, but if you have all the confidence in the world, then you can make a bum look good. And they also say, what, never judge a book by its cover? Well, those people never read books.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
No, I mean, presentation's everything. I think the people at the Starbucks I go to are nicer to me because I would be coming in the mornings and I'd be like looking, you know, schlubby, and I would...
What, so you say like, oh, look at this poor homeless man?
Well, because on top of, like, you know, because I'd be wearing comfy clothes because I'm taking Cal to go play in the park.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not the issue, but the issue was that I had Cal's stuff like in a Walmart bag.
Oh wow.
In like a plastic
bag.
That's
a faux pas. That's a no-no.
Because it's like it's a dirty ball, so yeah, I have it in a plastic bag. So then I got tote bags specifically.
Thank you.
For whenever I go to the park with Cal. So now I have a tote bag with me in Starbucks.
J-Dam, are you
not the plastic bag?
Are you bring a tote bag to the grocery store guy?
Nah.
Okay, I stopped doing too. I feel like an asshole. I'm killing seagulls left and right.
But in that scenario, I get it, though.
But you see what I mean, though? Like, they see me coming in, they're like, oh, this guy has his dog in his Walmart bag, poor guy. But now they see I got a tote bag. They're like, oh, okay, he's just doing his daily biz. Yeah. It's all good.
Look at this guy. It's like a Walmart. No, he's not homeless. He's just walking a dog.
He's just walking a dog.
We don't know if they have a home to go to, but it's great. Yeah. But they do. They're not. Absolutely not. What is more of your P's? You said the presentation. What are more P's? Yeah.
So presentation, patience, and patterns.
Wow, I love that.
I love all of them.
I want that on a T-shirt. Can I have that T-shirt?
Yeah, you could. Yes. You know, or perspectives. You got perspectives. You got perseverance. You have so much different P's. But for me, I have to study my patterns so I can understand my habits, because we repeat patterns over and over. And
definition of insanity.
And it's like a loop. Sometimes you don't see you're looping yourself, like you looping the same 3 seconds over and over. But once you understand certain habits, you can finally evolve. You can finally grow, you know?
Do you feel like you're getting out of some of these negative loops by having this self-reflection?
Of course. You know, I journal like almost every day. I journal a lot.
That's important to do, yeah.
I try to meditate. You know, I take so much time on myself and reflect on myself. So I broke a lot of generational mindset. I broke a lot of thought, the way I am with money, the way I am with the people around me, the way I am with the way I think, and even being like the dream that I chase. Because I was born with, it was 10 of us, 10, 11 of us, and I was the only one that didn't go to college to chase music.
Oh, wow. And was this was in Miami?
Yeah, and I moved out here with no family members.
Wow. No help. Like,
yeah, no help. Yeah, you know, no help. But shout out to my peoples. If I ever ask for help, they will show love, but I got pride, so I don't ask for help.
Right. It's nice to know that you can ask. Well, it gives you the courage to go out there, hey, I'm going to try this. I might screw up and maybe my whole life will fall apart, but at least I tried. And then if there'll be maybe a couple people around to help me pick me up, which is a huge blessing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know? I mean, getting your, you know, forming your tribe, your found family out here is like such a big thing. Cause I'm the same way. Like I can't, like, I don't have any family out here. I think I have like a second cousin in San Diego if like shit really goes down, I guess. But like, that's it. Like,
San Diego's nice this time of year too. So maybe we should all go visit.
I still haven't been yet.
Road trip. JDM, have you been?
I've never been there.
SD, we're coming for you. Calibritas for everybody. On
Let's
me.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
But so you got you're getting your P's all lined up.
Yeah.
You're getting the P's lined up. You're persevering. You're making headway.
Mm-hmm.
What got you out here to LA in the first place? What was the kick in the butt that got you out of Miami or got you from where you were?
Two things. I've always been a rebel and I've always been a risk taker. So once I get to a point, my life feels comfortable and I'm not. Let's say at that moment, I was working at a place called BJ's, cashiering, working 8-9 hours.
Fantastic
and,
burgers.
You know, and then, but this one is different. It was like a Whole Food grocery store.
I don't know what that is.
So it was like Costco's, you know, something like that. But there would be days when I'm like, wow, they forgot to give me lunch break. And they give it to me at the end of the day. And I'm like, bro, like, and I have to catch 2-3 buses just to get home. And I'm like, yo, I can't. And my mom and a lot of people in my family is like, oh, just get a 401k, work for 40 years. And I'm, for me,
hell
I'm like,
no.
So I'm like, you know what? I got a little bit of money in my bank account. And I told my friends, I say, yo, next week I'm going to LA.
Yeah. It's like,
that's amazing.
No plan. I didn't know how I was going to get anything.
And what year was this?
I say about 3 years ago.
Oh, so you got here just before the pandemic. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. That was perfect.
That was perfect. No, it is, though, because you got the land here and shelter in place here and, like, get to know people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I feel like, because I was the same way. I came in 2018, so whenever it was, like, I had just enough time to, like, you know, get to know L.A., get comfortable.
And then you got to meet me.
You got to meet
me. Yeah.
I wanted to kill you the night I met you.
Oh, yeah. Everyone does. Everyone does. Everyone's like, that guy is annoying, huh? And then you get to know him. He's like, yeah,
that's a good guy.
He's just special.
He's a special type of guy.
But it was like, you know, got to do it. And then it, you know, everything shut down, which kind of sucked. But then, like, now, but, like, you know, with things opening back up, and it's different, you know, because certain things close down, new things are opening up. So it's like everybody is now rediscovering LA together again.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of nice.
The phoenix rising from the ashes. We love that. I love, I'm a pyro guy. So yeah, I just love fire analogies.
Oh, that's fire.
That is fire. That is fire.
So you're the one causing these fires in the
mountains? No, absolutely not.
This,
no.
This is you, Dan? No.
Allegedly.
You know what we talked about.
I don't know how to speak sometimes. Coming out to LA from Miami, so you got a kick in the butt from like, hey, I don't want to work at this BJ's.
Yeah. Anymore.
It's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Who did you meet out here that like really changed maybe your life or like what happened out here when you got here?
Very interesting because, you know, I didn't have much knowledge of how a credit score, my parents, like, didn't really teach me about credit. They'll always tell me, don't get credit because they mess up their credit.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, like, I feel like most parents are just like, don't do it because we messed up.
Don't do it because we messed it up, you know? So for me, I'm like, damn, every place is asking for my credit score. And since I didn't know, I was applying for a lot of these places and my credit was getting inquiries. And I didn't even know about inquiries. So I just doing application.
Yes. It's all bullshit.
And I didn't know about application fees. So I'm giving 100 here, 100 here, 100 here, 100, paying hella application fees.
Yeah,
and
so
not
you're getting
knowing.
Scared at this point, right?
At this point, it's scary. Money going down, things going crazy. I would say it was a lot of trials and tribulations, but through it all, it just made me stronger.
Right. And you finally got your home base.
I probably spent like 6 months. It wasn't easy. Like I probably touched my first apartment in maybe like 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's super hard moving out here without any help. Like,
I think it took
like,
me like two. I think I was 2 months before I finally. Finally
you
got
to go through those, to like,
of course.
And then just scare the hell out of yourself because that's the most embarrassing thing in the entire world is like move out here for like 2 months, spend all your money, like never mind,
then,
I have to go back. No one wants to do that.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Like
no.
If you're ever thinking of moving to LA, like have your set amount of money you have saved up. Save
then
like
quadruple
double
it.
Like
yeah.
Double it up.
Like,
double up those stacks.
Because like I literally because I was living in Springfield, Missouri, and I was gonna drive home to St. Louis to like spend a week with my family and then come out here. But whenever I drove to St. Louis, I ended up getting into a fucking car accident.
Oh.
And fucking, so it was like, you know, we fixed it all ourselves and like everything. But it was like, that was like almost a grand out of the money I had saved up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Before, you know, to like, maybe it wasn't a grand, maybe like $600.
It's just the trials and tribulations. Like, the trials and tribulations is what you have to go to be better. And JDM, you're a savant of many things, but could we say your number one love is music, is creating music? Is that your number one?
That's number one.
For you?
Yeah. But now I'm getting to the point where everything I do that's outside of music is what's making my music better. I got to a point where it's like I'm doing it so much. And with social media and everything, you could easily fall into it and you could strip the hobby off and it could just be a job and it could be forced.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so now it's me just stepping away sometimes and like, yo, let me just watch a movie. Let me listen to other stuff that inspired me. And it helps the music now.
It helps inspire you in different ways. Anything can inspire you. Yeah. Gosh, I was driving over here today. Everything was so green and pretty.
You should have heard this guy. He was just
shut up. I was like, it's so green. It looks like Swiss Alps over here.
Yeah, he pointed to a mountain and goes, look at Sweden over there.
Oh, my God.
I've never been, but it seems like it'd be this green. It was gorgeous, but let the little things inspire you, yeah, and it can make a big impact.
Do you like have any like go tos or like a routine that you like kind of follow, like when you're looking for inspiration, like when you're like, I'm feeling,
have you broken
like
any codes?
I realize nowadays I get inspired the most when the world is asleep. So when is everyone sleeping around nighttime? It's like my mind is clear. Everyone's sleeping. So I don't have to worry about going to the gym or go eat. I already did it all and everyone's sleeping. So I could just like sometimes I make the best music in the world. Just like
3 a.m.,
2 a.m., you know?
So you're a night owl then? You kind of little hibernation, day hibernation, and then you just come alive at night.
Yeah.
And that's great because there's less distraction too. You don't have people calling you constantly, like messaging you, all that stuff.
It's quieter, less tweets, like everything.
Yeah. And nowadays, I try to, because now I'm at a point where I realize that I don't have to search for words or search for a lot of things. The music is hitting my vessel from like I don't know where. All I gotta do is let it say what it's supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
So once you play the beat or whatever you play, it's something higher that just hit the vessel, and it's like let it say what it's supposed to say, and that's about it.
I love that new track. It was your latest. It was First Time. Was your latest release?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Dude, I love that one. Yeah,
we had so much fun. We drunk that night. We made it like 5 minutes.
Were you having the guys having a little hangout, dope, get together, you know? Or what?
Yeah.
Oh, and it was like exported after one night. Like, yeah, you all just did it one night and you're like,
and let's get it. But you know what's crazy about that? It's like, I made a whole tape based on that sound, but I never put out the tape. But
we need the tape.
And a lot of people don't know I have like two Spotify's for two different music on top of that.
Oh my God. Well, let's plug those right now, or do we not want people to see one?
Right now, not yet.
It's the secret alter ego.
It's not super consistent right now. But
Gotcha.
But
you're still curating right now.
Yeah, I'm still curating. But the Josu Janvier, which is my real name, that's where my alternative music is at. And for hip hop and dance hall, that's J Dem.
That is so beautiful.
And then I usually collab with my own self. So it's J Dem featuring Josu Janvier.
Is that French?
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
Killer name.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, you know, screw J Dam. I want J Dam.
We got a cute
French
little croissant over there.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to.
Mother Burger. Yes.
The goal is to blow up the other one and not use my personal name, because I'm starting to see a lot of people starting to use J Dam.
I kind of like. There's a couple folks popped up.
Yeah.
I love this. Maybe Breaking Waves exclusive, you might change your name by the time this ends.
Or like I said, I kind of like that I'm using both, because to be honest, I make so much music, I could just feed. It's like Childish Gambino, Donna Glover. It's like I could just break the rules and do whatever.
Well, I would love to see you on film.
Just like whoever you feel like whenever you're
whoever I feel like, and just putting it out there. And it makes the fans happy. Like, wow, there's music here that's not over here. Like, So,
okay, if you were, because you're a fashion guy.
Yeah.
So if you were, so say that you had two different looks for these two alter egos, what would they look like? What would J Dam look like? And then what would your
I would, real name look like? I wouldn't want J Dam to be more raw, more dirty.
In the trenches.
Trenches, more dark. And I won't want Jasu Janvier to be more colorful and more.
Jasu Janvier is in the sun. He's drinking Mai Tais. Like, he's strolling on the beach. So, flip flops. So
the other
lobster.
One is in love and he's in summer breeze riding through Malibu. And the other one is just giving you vulnerability, crazy stuff that he wouldn't even tell nobody personally.
I'm kind of getting the. Do you feel like you were J Dam your whole life, and then you kind of found this other persona? Is this something that you pulled out of yourself, or is this kind of this back and forth between these two entities, maybe fighting inside of you the whole time?
It was always in me, but I was always surrounded by like people that just always put that limit on you. Just stick to one sound. Just stick to this. And I was always born with so much emotions and so much. Things that I want to do. So I'm like, yo, so if I want to experiment and have fun the next day, you telling me just to stick to this one box? You feel me?
Right.
And I didn't like that. So that's what made me say, all right, cool. You know what? I'm just going to create something else where I could still, that inner child, I could still do it for that inner child versus somebody saying, yo, you're not going to make it because you need one of everything. You know? So I never liked that.
Have you thought about? I mean, you've done so much music. Have you thought about doing like a split double album, like where you like kind of like have both of them like kind of going back and forth on each other?
I think that would be super dope. I would love to just like do something with both of those and introduce it to the world.
Yeah,
you know,
you should check out this album called the artist's name is Tabby. He used to be a YouTube artist. He like did like music reactions and stuff, but he's a rapper and he like sings a little bit too. And he did an album called Peach Fuzz, and the album is split between, he has Orange Boy, which is his like more frantic, like more hardcore rapping and like kind of like more energy stuff. And then he has Lover Boy, which is the more smooth stuff. It's him singing a little bit more. And then certain tracks, like the album's pretty much split in half between them, but then there's like two or three tracks where he has both alter egos and he like does different voices for them too. And they like go back and forth at each other. It's a
really
cool album.
I don't know. They
cool
both sound like the same boy to me.
You should check it out. It's a pretty cool album.
I think you could do a better job.
Yeah.
Of course. I could definitely be a great executor. It's like Eminem and Slim Shady. When you see Slim Shady, he's like, I think it's dope when an artist do that, bro. He's like, because it's imagination, bro. Like, what could you do with your imagination with characters, you know?
Yeah, that's like why like Kendrick and Tyler, you know, both do the same thing too. Like, you know, the way that they utilize the different, you know, not only the vocal aspect of it, but like, you know, using this to showcase like the different angles of their personality.
Hey, Dam, who do you imagine an artist that you want to be like? Who's something that you want to curtail? Like someone that's maybe a hero
or someone
for you?
That influences you.
Yeah.
I think everyone have period of time of music that of inspiration that they listen to. You know?
Hell yeah.
So obviously when I started, I wasn't open as to music like I am now, but you get to know the Biggie, the Pac, you know, the first people you know. So I started off like, I'm listening to Pac, and then I found Eminem. Oh, then Andre 3000. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
And then you just keep growing with that. Then Snoop Dogg. But then you get older, and then you start tapping into rock, then alternative, and then you start tapping into Frank Ocean, and then the Tyler, the Creators, and then Kate Trinatra, and then J. Cole. You know.
Can borrow pieces left and right.
So it's basically a blender, and you just like get some of what I usually do, I make folders of what I think of songs that's the greatest songs, and I just try to make something as equal of songs that I think is great.
Right, and take something from here, take something from there, take a little bit of that, like get inspired by everything, because
there's no such thing as an original idea.
No, like no. I always say, like, because, you know, whether it be music or film, I'm the same way with both of them, where I think that it's okay, like, to, like, really show where your inspiration's coming from as long as you are doing something interesting with it, you know? Yeah. Like, if you, like, there's nothing wrong with being like, oh, I see that that's a reference to this, you know, when other people might say it and then be like, oh, they just copied and pasted out of it. It's like, no, I've taken inspiration from it, but, like, I'll literally come into the studio with Maddie when we're working on music, and I'll have, like, two or three songs, and I'll play, like, one song, and I'm like, okay, I like the bass line of this one. I like the way the drums sound in this one, and then I like this fire. Like little guitar thing in this. Like, let's try to mix them together.
That's dope.
Do you find it easier to create music within a group, or do you like doing it by yourself? What do?
Collaboration is always the
key, right?
It's key because it's a vibe. It's a natural. You're bouncing ideas, and two geniuses is always better than one. And sometimes it depends what you're talking about. Now, if you're making a crazy vulnerable song, or you're making a certain vibe, then that's sure. For you. Be alone for that. But if it's just making music, you need to be at your most joyous moments to just like make that music. It's one person is playing the piano and you're just on the mic and somebody else doing something, you know? It's just like school and somebody busting a table and it's like four or five people just...
Yes, collaboration is key and it helps us all move along and sing a fun song together.
Yeah.
And not only music, you're a film guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said on your YouTube channel you kind of want to do some film and stuff, but then are you also writing like some short film type
things?
Oh yeah,
Jayden, tell us, you're releasing something starting soon every Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, every Friday I will be dropping music, and every Saturday I will just be dropping lifestyle or movie videos.
And where can we find that at?
It's going to be on my JDAM YouTube and Instagram, my Twitter, everything's JDAM.
Oh, perfect.
So that's going to be perfect. And I am working on a short film at the moment, so which is dope.
Oh, anything you can share? Or is this top secret?
Top secret, because I'm still...
I love top secret stuff. Spill the tea. Come on, it's a podcast.
All good. What kind of genre, films inspire you? Yeah, like genre-wise.
You know, right now I'm literally swimming like everywhere, bro. Because I could listen to Lauryn Hill one day, then go listen to Bob Marley, then Amy Winehouse, then Bon Iver, then you know then Sinatra, Frank Sinatra.
Love me a little Frank, dude.
I'm literally like my taste is like I could listen to Kendrick one day, and then I twist it and listen to a girl named Shaco 7-0, you know.
Do you feel like you get overwhelmed, though, by listening to so much? Like, sometimes I feel like there's so much noise. I mean, I'm talking from my personal experience. So, like, oh, I need to hone in on this. This is what I kind of want to make what I'm creating after. If I'm doing too much, sometimes there's just too much static. Like, how do you hone in on the right thing?
I think now I just made the decision, like, maybe last week, I'm not listening to any music as right now.
You're done with music.
Yeah, I'm not listening to other people's music right now.
Oh, just your own.
I'm just listening to my world because I'm already creating production at the moment.
Right.
You're
in the thick of it. Yeah.
So maybe I could watch a movie. Maybe if I hear something, somebody playing a card, and it's like, wow, that's cool. But sometimes you get so lost of other people's expression and it's really not coming. You just like
can't find your own voice.
You can't find your own voice, and everything is within us. But when you just clutter it with the things we consume, scrolling, seeing what other people are doing, you forget the thing that makes you stand out.
We like we're in a day and age where you know we crave constant stimulation.
Yeah, it's instant gratification. You know, so it's like we could see what, and our mind might see something that's working and say, ah, let me go try that tonight at the studio. When that's not really you, you probably the weird kid that'll do some crazy shit, but now you don't want to try that because now you've been seeing so much other things that's working.
And there's a lot of worship of other people and other things and entities instead of worshiping yourself, right? Like you need to have that self-love to build the confidence to create something that other people could maybe fall in love with.
Yeah, because you got to really dive in and really see the things that you really care about, the things that you like, and incorporate that in your fashion, incorporate that in your music. But if you're so focused on how cool everybody else thing is going, you're just taking from everybody else thing versus not knowing the special thing about you is what's going to make you blow up. You know?
So what's the special story of JDAM that you're wanting people to know, whether it be through music or film? What's the story you're trying to tell?
The story is definitely, I want to show people that no matter what, you could do whatever you want. You know, that's why I'm inspired by the Donna Glovers, the Tyler, the Creators. You know, the goal is to be an innovator. The goal is to do something legendary. The goal is to think about generations. So it's never about, I want this to go viral, I want this. It's like, nah, how many people that we could change the mindset to make greater art, better art, give people an experience.
It's so amazing seeing somebody like something to show you the path, like, hey, this is possible. You can do it too. You just gotta work hard and you gotta want it.
Yeah.
What is the story that made you like, hey, I wanna be an artist? Like what was the thing that you were like, hey, you know, screw this. Jade.
Like whether you like made something by accident.
Like did you make something by accident in Miami and you're like, hey, like this is kind of fun, or like what?
All right, so where I'm from, you know, you really don't have therapy. So which means music was therapeutic to me. To this day I don't really open up. I could fix everybody else's problems, but I won't tell nobody about mine.
You're talking in the mirror, my friend.
Know, I'll be superhero. I'll give you all the answers. I'm not gonna tell you nothing about mine, you know?
Right.
So very early on, I seen that was a situation of mine. You know, I could make everyone laugh. I could be the class comedian. But when I go back home, you got to face those demons. You got to face those
flaws. The clown is the saddest one in the car.
You know, the most beautiful smile can have the greatest pain. You feel me? So I needed something to vent. I needed some way to vent. So very early on, I would just leave and walk for hours. And I would just like freestyle, and then I started writing.
And was this in like middle school age?
This was middle school age. Okay. So I was just like, I'm talking about, and it's two,
so you just go on like a Messiah walk or something.
Yeah,
just
and I would get lost.
Yeah.
I would get lost sometimes, but it's like I'm just, everything's just coming out. And I will freestyle with everything that I see. Like if I see plant, I'll rap rhyme with plant. If I see carpet, I'll just.
Can we go on a walk sometime? This sounds lovely. I love looking at stuff on walks.
Now, definitely we could go on a walk. Before, it probably was a different type of walk. You know? But now it's a more beautiful walk. It's, you know. But that's definitely.
Let's go look at green stuff together. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Look at some green and spit some bars.
So you're going on these walks. You're singing to yourself. You're rapping to yourself. And then when it was the first time you shared it with someone, and they were like, "Dude, this is kind of cool."
That's when I started to. I realized I had a natural talent because, without me even.
Who told you? The neighbor's dog or.
No, it's literally the my sister was making me consume a lot of MTV.
Oh yeah,
so
we're
I would watch
that age.
Little
yeah.
Bow Wow. I would watch all these kids doing it. So I'm and then my older brother had a Tupac CD that I took from him, and I said, "Whoa, this is crazy.
Amazing, yeah.
This is amazing." And one day I started just beatboxing and rapping in front of the class, and I've never seen so much people.
No, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. This is amazing. Yeah.
I'm performing in almost every pep rally, did shows, talent shows, won almost
every
talent show.
Dude, that's so cool. And was that for like a talent? Like everyone's like, hey, come up and show a special talent, or how did it come about that you were beatboxing in the classroom?
I would just do it.
Okay, you're just doing it like in between, like
You know, this is the thing. If I wasn't beatboxing, then I was making you laugh. That's why if I wasn't a musician, I would have been a comedian.
Oh, for sure.
And if I'm not a comedian, I would have been a full time actor.
Oh hell, well, you can still do them all.
That's why
right?
Now I'm doing everything in periods. That's why now I'm shooting films. But my next career, I'm gonna take 10 years and be great at music. Then I'm gonna be an actor. But within acting, I'm gonna mix the comedian with it. And then at the end, I might just be a therapist.
You can do it all. Ice Cube did it. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Why not? You know. Why not? You know. And like
shoot big, kid.
It's all about riding the momentum of which one is kind of. Working at the moment. You know,
we only live once. I think that I kind of learned this. Like I'm a little bit older than you kids, but during the pandemic, I like came to the realization. Like, dude, life is short. Like, I don't know what's going on, what's going to happen. Like, you got to go out there and grab your dreams and try something.
Yeah.
At least want to say I can try when I'm 60, 80 years old on the rocking chair, being like, I gave it a shot.
Oh yeah, like the pandemic, like kind of re-energized me a little bit, like kind of put some more of that fire, because I was like, I came out here for.
I was lazy.
Came here for 2 years, and like the first 6 months, I was doing all sorts of stuff, and then I kind of fizzled out, and then just kind of
get into a routine.
When you're just trying to survive, you're just trying to pay the bills, and you're just trying to do that, and then so it was like when we got a minute to just be like, oh no, like we got time now, let's fucking stuff, and like. And I think it reinvigorated that fire for a lot of people. Do you think you have had a difference in your attitude towards creating, you know, pre-pandemic and then now where we're at today?
I think before quarantine, I was already quarantining, bro. Like,
I feel like, yeah, you're already in the lab, man.
I was, bro, I was really...
You're like, this is nothing different for me.
Yeah, like, you can't even ask my parents, bro. I would study, but once I heard Jay-Z study the dictionary, I was studying the dictionary. Once I heard Lil Wayne stop using notebooks, I said, oh, cool, I'm going to memorize all my raps.
Which is wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wayne is...
You know, so for me, it's like I would spend a whole day and I'll forget to eat. To this day, we still do that. You know, like we'll just forget.
No,
like,
we got to eat.
No, we got it. Now I preach.
Got to put some meat in them bones. Yeah, I'm making cheeseburgers for all of us. I make a mean smash burger.
Let's
do you like cheeseburgers?
It. Of course, of course.
I can make vegan ones too. Okay?
Hey, man, I'm with it. I'm with it.
All right, I'm doing a cook up for all of us.
Hey, let's do it. I could cook pretty good too.
So, uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. We love.
Cook pretty good.
So, and like kind of taking some of these cues from those other artists and stuff, because we just did an episode, you know, talk about some of our favorite rappers. And, so as far as like going into technique and stuff, like how would you describe your style? Are you more focused on lyrics or are you more focused on your flow, on the
producing side? Yeah.
What's your style?
I think nowadays my ears are getting more attracted to melodies than bars. But back then, you could rap fast, and I'd be like, oh! Yep, and now, if you rap fast, I'm like...
That's kind of not as popular anymore right now. Not a popular genre, I feel like.
It's not hitting like that like it used to, you know? So now it's like, if you could do something great with a melody, that's why I love Weeknd. That's why I'm starting to love Tory Lanez's new album right now.
Oh, hells yeah.
You know, it's like, so if you could do something with melodies, it's more memorable in my mind, you know? But if you still could do... can mix it with bars, then that's a perfect formula.
Oh yeah,
you know. But nowadays, I want to get more into the production side of things because I realized for years I was really not satisfied with
the work that got done for you.
Yeah, because sometimes the intention don't hit. You would link up with somebody, then they'll tell you, "Yo, I only got an hour to give you." And then we're going to make the quickest stuff.
And then it's like, yeah, what can I
nothing
get out of that?
Nothing happens in an hour. Yeah.
And they'll be like, yo, just freestyle and we'll just finish up this reference.
In the hour, I usually have to pee three times. You know? Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I'm like, wow. I kept saying for years, like, man, I need to learn this. I need to learn this. I don't want to keep waiting for these people, you know?
And some people have a God-given gift of just having a good ear and knowing what sounds good together. And I feel like if that's something you have, you got to chase that.
I definitely think, because... Like I said, you know, even dancing, like I could go crazy with dancing. I could
triple
go crazy.
Threat over here.
Yeah, like that's natural rhythm. That's why it was like natural. That's why if I hear a beat, I could say, yo, like just add the drums now or put in the pianos right now or remove this, you know. So if I could see that and see the orchestra of that, then it's like, okay, let me try it out.
I think it's great to have an overview too of the whole experience. I feel like sometimes I know, like, I'm, like, editing stuff. Like, you kind of get stuck on one thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, just I got to make this little part right. But you're not looking at the big picture. And like, can people even dance to this? Is this going to be fun for everybody? Can everybody sing to it? You know what I mean? You got to take the whole enchilada to have a good meal. You need the beans and rice and the chips and salsa.
You got to have everything, right? Because the music is like food. So you got to make sure if you're going to serve one thing.
Maybe a margarita in there? We're not sure.
Put some margarita in there so they can be surprised. Oh. Wow, he just did this.
Yay, that was some spicy Marg. Yes. Yeah. Well, we are so looking forward to some new tunes.
It's going to be dope.
And you're going to go live on Saturdays.
I'm going to be giving like movie lifestyle videos.
Oh, movie lifestyle videos. Every Saturday. Yes.
But every Friday, I'm still on Instagram Live. I'm on Instagram Live with my boy Justin Starling.
And tell everybody what that handle is so everyone can add you on there.
It's going to be JDAM, so that's going to be JDAM.
Okay, perfect. And that's your IG handle? And the YouTube, right?
All across the board.
I love that. We'll have simple links. And sweet, baby.
We do like that. We'll have links to all of your stuff in the show notes.
Nah, let's definitely do that, man.
Definitely looking forward to seeing some more of some more of the Fashion Vogue. Saw you and Izzy do like a little collab.
It's gonna be
that
super
was
dope. Real.
Shout
dope.
Out to that guy. That guy's cool, right?
Fun. Yeah. That's
dope. You're buddies with him. Yeah. We had him on the show a little while ago.
Yeah, shout out to Izzy. That's a fact, though.
Don't tell him. I think I like Key a little bit more. But don't tell the guy. Yeah. Obviously, he never listens. It's fine.
No.
But dude, this was amazing. Thanks for coming,
thank
man.
Thank you. And then could I give a shout out?
Uh-oh.
Of course.
Shout it out, baby.
First of all, shout out to my fans, shout out to my mom, shout out to my dad, shout out to Ben, shout out to Da Vinci, Angelo, shout out to all the squad, shout out to these amazing guests, And shout out to everyone that came to watch this interview today. Thank you so much.
You have a friend named Da Vinci? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I have a Doug as a friend. Yeah. It's like Doug's cool and everything. He's also an asshole. But yeah. Shout out to you, J-Dam. Thanks for stopping by. And thanks all those people you mentioned. They made you the wonderful young man you are today.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have you hanging out at the Badeway studio more often.
We're coming to you, too.
We're going to come to you. Yeah. We're going to get up in Izzy's apartment. We're going to get everywhere. We're going to make this shit work.
We really need to do a better wave with, like, in some art, like, us as a performance, bro.
No, that's what I've been telling Maddie. I was like, yo, let's try to get, like, 10 Badeway people, like, all on a track together.
I don't look at I can freestyle a little bit, too, okay?
You can do the spoken word intro.
Let's
all I'm allowed.
Let's create a deadline for that.
I want to do like a monster, like how Odd Future would do, like 12 people like on track.
You, me, Izzy,
get Bianco back in. Get Tori up in there.
That's fire.
That would be fun.
Insane.
No, sorry.
All right, good things are coming, people.
Let's get it.
Things are coming. Make sure you are following BetaWave on Instagram and Twitter at BetaWave.tv. Make sure you are liking, subscribing. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video, and I'm your boy _DaddyDisco on Twitter and Instagram. Ooh.
Music Man Dan over here signing off from BetaWave Studios. This is Breaking Waves, and thank you guys. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you.
Stay wavy, y'all.
Hey.